The common misperception is low cost, people equate it to low safety, which is absolutely not true.
At that time, beginning of my career, passengers are not familiar that budget airline service. They expect that meals and drinks are to be provided on board. They insist on their human rights to have a meal provided for them. Unfortunately, that the meals that we have are only catered for certain numbers of people. But we do take opportunity of, like, if there is passengers who did not come on board, fail to come on board, if there's meal extra, we provide for them.
Piloting in an ILCC versus a full-fledged carrier is, I'll say, exactly the same. If there is something to think about, maybe it's the working conditions. There is minor differences. A low-cost carrier would typically fly a tighter schedule and we face shorter turnaround times. As such, maybe the tempo is a lot quicker as compared to, say, a long-haul pilot. People have come to understand that, be it low-cost or a full-fledged carrier, the service standards will always be the same. The level of safety will be the same. It's uncompromised. It's non-negotiable. So if I can give an analogy, think of it as a Michelin star plate of chicken rice. One is served in a restaurant versus one in a food court. Essentially, you get the same flight safety standards, but the price point is different simply because the setting is slightly different. When you're at the holding area and you look across, you see 180 people or 200 people, and you understand the fact that their lives are now in your hand. There's no room for error, which is why I say safety is never compromised.
There was one time during my flight, I saw these passengers. They were among the last to board, this couple. So they were walking towards the aircraft. Suddenly, the guy turned around and walked back. Then again, he came back towards the aircraft, but he stops. So I grew suspicious about why was he acting this way. So I stepped out of the aircraft to speak to the couple, and I discovered that he was actually claustrophobia and he had forgotten to take his medicine. So he kind of afraid to miss out the flight because this is his first time traveling overseas with his fiance, and he did not want to spoil the opportunity. So I tried to calm them down and see if he's able to join us. But his girlfriend was kind of like telling him, it's okay, we can do it at a time. But he insists on coming on board, but he just can't bring himself to board the aircraft. I was telling myself if I could contact the ground agent to come forward, see if they can help us to arrange these couples for a little flight and assist them with this situation. So the ground agent came and they say they should be able to. This gave them a relief that they are able to go home and collect the medicine and go for a later flight. So this kind of reactions makes me feel like there's a human side of my work, and I'm able to bring them joy for their trip. I mean, even though not my flight, but on someone else's flight. The reason that kept me going for the past 20 years is mainly because of the love of flying. There are, of course, the moments when passengers embark. It shows on their faces, the smiles, some even hug and handshake to thank for the flight.
On days where the weather is terrible, you get extended delays because of airport closures and external factors that it's not within your control. It's a tough day, it's a really challenging day for the pilot. And when it's the end of the flight and the passenger walks up to you and tells you, Captain, thanks for keeping us safe, I think that's really inspiring. So these are the ones that I hold on to and I take with me.